today about spiritual warfare in worship through the life of a king called Jehoshaphat.
Så jeg vil tale om åndelig krigsførelse i lovsang ud fra en konge i anden krønikebog i Josafat.
I would like you to bookmark these three chapters and read them, four chapters, and read them and study them for a week or two, and let God really put it deep into your spirit.
Jeg vil gerne have, at I lægger et bogmærke ind i jeres fibre ved de kapitler, og så læser dem de næste par uger, så virkelig søger Gud for, hvad der står.
Who was Jehoshaphat? The Bible says he was the king of Judah.
Hvem var Jehoshaphat? Bibelen siger, han var Judas konge.
Judah was one of Leah's sons. Leah, Jacob's wife, Leah.
Judah var en af Leahs sønner.
When she named her sons, she gave each one a name depending on her situation.
Da hun navngav sine sønner, så gav hun dem ud fra en bestemt situation.
When she got Judah, she said, this son is going to be called Judah, because his name means praise. Now I can praise God, I have a son.
Da hun fik Judah, så sagde hun, han skal hedde Judah, der betyder lovprisning, for nu kan jeg prise Gud.
So Jehoshaphat is very significant even in his name. He was the king of Judah.
Så Josafat er meget speciel, fordi han var søn af Juda.
He was a good king.
Han var en god konge.
The Bible says the Lord was with him.
Bibelen siger, at Gud var med ham.
But not just because he was a good because he was a king of Judah.
Ikke bare fordi han var Judas konge.
The Bible says the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the ways of his father David.
Men Bibelen siger, at Gud var med Josafat, fordi han vandrede som hans far David.
He did not seek the false gods.
Han søgte ikke de falske guder.
He sought the God of his father.
Han søgte hans fars gud.
He walked in his father's in the Lord's commandments.
Han vandrede efter Guds bud.
He did not do according to what Israel did.
Han gjorde ikke som Israel gjorde.
It says his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord.
Der står, at hans hjerte glædede sig over Herren.
He didn't do things because he had to.
Han gjorde ikke ting, fordi han var nødt til at gøre.
He did things because he just loved God so much.
Han gjorde det, fordi han bare elskede Herren så meget.
And he removed the high places of idolatry.
Og han fjernede de afgudshøje, som var.
If you read these scriptures,
hvis I læser de her skrifter,
you see that Jehoshaphat made choices.
Så ser jeg, at Josafat tog nogle valg.
He made choices to do the right things.
Han tog valg om at gøre det rette.
And he made choices not to do the wrong things.
Og han tog valg om ikke at gøre det forkerte.
He took a stand for his relationship with God.
Han var fast i sin beslutning i forhold til Gud.
And that is why God was with him.
Og det var derfor, at Gud var med ham.
You know, I see a wrong gospel preached around the church.
Jeg ser, hvordan evangeliet bliver forkyndt rundt omkring.
God is with you no matter what.
Der bliver sagt, Gud er med dig uanset hvad.
That's not what the Bible says.
Men det er faktisk ikke, hvad Bibelen siger.
Jesus said, I'm with you always to the end of the earth.
Jesus sagde, jeg er med jer ind til verdens ende.
But that promise is given to the disciples when he said, go and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Men det løfte blev givet til disciplerne, da han sagde, at de skulle gå ud og prædike.
We can't do what we like and say God is with me.
Vi kan ikke gøre hvad vi vil og har lyst til, hvis Gud skal være med os.
Because that's not what the Bible says.
Fordi det er ikke det, Bibelen siger.
Now, how did God show that he was with Jehoshaphat?
Hvordan viste Gud så, at han var med Jehoshaphat?
You know, when God is with us,
når Gud er med os,
it is obvious.
Så er det tydeligt.
People will know it and see it.
Folk kan se det, og de kan mærke det.
In the case of Jehoshaphat, it says, therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in Jehoshaphat's hand.
Der står i Bibelen om Josafat, at Gud grundfæstede riget under Josafats tid.
He had riches and honor in abundance.
Han havde store rigdomme, han havde overflod.
Not only that, the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms around him, and no one dared start a war with him.
Og ikke bare det, men der står også, at der var Guds frygt overalt omkring ham, og der var ingen, der turde starte en krig med ham.
When we walk with the Lord,
når vi vandrer med Gud,
when God is with us,
når Gud er med os,
people see that,
så ser folk det.
And people don't mess with us.
Og folk, de går ikke i strid med os.
Those of you who are who want these notes, I can send them to you by email, so you don't have to worry to take pictures. I'll be happy to share my notes so you can study.
De her notater, så giv mig jeres e-mail, så kan jeg sende dem til jer.
Now he made a big mistake in his life.
Men Josef gik også en stor fejl i sit liv.
It got him into big trouble.
Og det fik ham i store problemer.
God had blessed him so much.
Gud havde velsignet ham rigtig meget.
But the Bible says that he had riches and honor, but he got into bad company by marriage.
Bibelen siger, at han havde rigdom, han havde ære, men han fik sig selv i problemer på grund af forkert ægteskab.
He aligned himself with King Ahab.
Han gik i partnerskab med kong Ahab.
King Ahab was not actually a big problem.
Kong Ahab var måske ikke det største problem.
It was his wife who was a problem, and because of her, he also became a problem.
Det var på grund af det problem, han var større ved hans kone, men på grund af det, så var der også et problem med Ahab.
The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals.
Bibelen taler om, at dårligt selskab, dårligt partnerskab, det fordærver.
So this wrong relationship, the Jehoshaphat, who used to make good choices, now began to make wrong choices.
Så på grund af det her, så begyndte Jehoshaphat nu at tage nogle forkerte valg.
He made a wrong choice to go into a certain war with King Ahab.
Han tog et forkert valg, da han gik i en krig sammen med Ahab.
And it almost cost him his life.
Og det kostede ham næsten livet.
The Bible says that it cost him his life, but he called out and he repented and God heard him.
Men der står så også, at han råbte til Gud, og han omvendte sig, og så Gud hørte ham.
In this war, he was surrounded by the enemy, and they saw him, and they all came around him to attack him and kill him.
Og i denne krig blev han omgivet af alle fjenderne, og de var klar til at slå ham ihjel.
But he cried out to God.
Men så råbte han til Herren.
And the Bible says God helped him.
Og der står, at Gud hørte ham.
And God took away these people who wanted to kill him.
Og Gud fjernede de mennesker, som ville slå ham ihjel.
When we honor God through our lives,
når vi ærer Gud igennem vores liv,
we have a special protection from him.
Så har vi en særlig beskyttelse fra ham.
When we go our own way,
når vi går vores egne veje,
that protection is lifted.
Så flytter den beskyttelse sig.
And that's what happened with Jehoshaphat.
Og det var det, der skete med Josef.
But when he cried out to God,
men da han råbte til Gud,
and returned to him in repentance,
og omvendte sig og vendte tilbage til ham,
he responds.
Så gav han.
He responds to us.
He's
a God of forgiveness and restoration.
Han er en Gud, som tilgiver og som genopretter.
But if we don't cry out to him,
men hvis ikke vi råber til ham,
he has nothing to respond to.
Så har han ikke noget at svare på.
Now, when he repented, it does not mean he did not receive the consequence of his bad behavior.
Fordi han omvendte sig, betyder ikke, at han undgik konsekvenser af sine forkerte handlinger.
The Bible says when he came home, he returned safely home.
Bibelen siger, at han kom trygt hjem.
But a prophet came to him and gave him a warning.
Men en profet kom hen til ham og gav ham en advarsel.
He says, "You have had the wicked."
Og han sagde til ham, du har lyttet til den onde.
And you have helped those who you have loved those who hate God.
Og du har elsket nogen, som hader Gud.
Therefore, the wrath of God is upon you.
Derfor er Guds vrede over dig.
Remember that when Jehoshaphat was walking with the Lord, therefore the favor of God was upon him.
Husk, at da Jehoshaphat vandrede med Gud, var Guds gunst og velvilje over ham.
When he walked away from God, therefore the anger of God came upon him.
Og når han vandrede væk fra Gud, så kom Guds vrede over ham.
And the prophet said, nevertheless.
Men profeten sagde, alligevel.
There are some good things you have done.
Er der jo nogle gode ting, du har
and
gjort.
Now your heart is again ready to seek God.
Og nu er dit hjerte igen klar til at søge Gud.
So in a way the prophet was saying, Jehoshaphat, be careful you don't go off track again.
Så profeten sagde egentlig, Jehoshaphat, pas på, at du ikke kommer ud af kursen igen.
And Jehoshaphat took that seriously.
Jehoshaphat tog alvorligt imod, hvad han sagde.
The Bible says repentance is not enough.
Men Bibelen siger, at omvendelse er ikke nok.
We have to have fruit of repentance.
Vi må også have bære omvendelsens frugter.
Sorry is not a word in the Bible.
At være ked af det er ikke noget, der står i Bibelen.
Repentance is a word in the Bible.
Omvendelse er et ord, der står i Bibelen.
And repent means to turn around.
Og at omvendelse betyder at vende om.
When we are going in the direction of sin,
når vi går og går synd,
we are choosing that way.
Så vælger vi den vej.
When we repent, we turn around.
Når vi omvender os og angrer, omvender vi os.
We stop choosing that way and we begin to choose the right way.
Så holder vi op med at vælge den forkerte vej, så går vi den rette vej.
And what we do after is the fruit of repentance.
Og det vi gør bagefter, det er omvendelsens frugter.
So we see that Jehoshaphat began to bear fruit of repentance.
Så vi ser, at Jehoshaphat begyndte at bære omvendelsens frugter.
It says he dwelt in Jerusalem, he went out among the people, and he began to bring the people back to the Lord God.
Der står, at han gik ud fra Jerusalem og gik rundt blandt folket og førte dem tilbage til Herren, deres fædres Gud.
So he knew what it felt like to go away and come back to God.
Så han mærkede og oplevede, hvad det føltes at komme væk fra Gud og så komme tilbage igen.
So it became his life mission to bring the people back to God.
Og det blev hans livsmission at føre folk tilbage til Gud.
He changed his values as a king. His kingdom values became God's values.
Han ændrede sine værdier, og hans værdier, det blev Guds rige.
He set judges in his land, and he told them, "You have to judge with the fear of the Lord."
Han satte dommer i landet, og han sagde, "I skal dømme ud fra Guds frygt."
He said, "Remember, in God there is no iniquity, there is no sin, there is no partiality, and there is no taking of bribes."
Husk, i Guds rige hos Gud er der ikke noget
He said, "There is no sin.
Der er ingen synd.
There is no partiality.
Og ingen partiskhed.
And there is no taking of bribes."
Og heller ikke nogen bestikkelse.
So the three things which they had to pay attention to for righteousness.
Og det var de tre ting, som dommerne de skulle passe på med, at de gjorde det ret.
He knew that the word says righteousness exalts a nation.
Han sagde, at retfærdighed opløfter et folk.
And he chose to be a king of righteousness.
Og han valgte at være en retfærdig konge.
He also brought in kingdom values through the priests in his kingdom.
Han indførte også Guds riges principper i sine præster.
And he told them also, "You must act in fear of the Lord."
Og han sagde, I skal føre jer frem med Guds frygt.
Be faithful, have a loyal heart.
Vær trofast og vær lojal.
He knew it was possible to be a Levite or a priest and to be corrupt.
Han var godt klar over, at det var muligt at være levit og præst og så alligevel være svigefuld.
He told them, behave courageously and the Lord will be with the good.
Han sagde, før jer frem med mod, vær modige, og så vil
God will be with the good.
Gud vil være med de gode.
Our behavior is very important.
Vores opførsel er meget vigtig.
It's not enough to have good intentions.
Det er ikke nok at have gode hensigter.
How we talk and how we behave with people is important.
Hvordan vi taler og opfører os overfor mennesker er meget vigtigt.
Again, this is what he learned from experience. The Lord is with the good.
Og det er det, som han lærte ud af sin erfaring, at Herren er med de gode.
The word good comes from the word God.
Ordet god kommer af ordet Gud.
And good simply means a godly person.
Og god betyder simpelthen en gudfrygtig person.
Jehoshaphat had experienced in his own life.
Jehoshaphat havde oplevet i sit eget liv.
When he was godly, God was with him.
At da han var gudfrygtig, så var Gud med ham.
When he was ungodly, he almost lost his life because God was not with him.
Og da han var gudløs, ikke gudfrygtig, så mistede han næsten sit liv.
So he told the priest, behave courageously, behave correct, and then God is with the good.
Så sagde han til præsterne, opfører jer modigt og
God is with the good.
Ja, Gud er med de gode.
Yeah. So now Jehoshaphat has been restored in his walk with God.
Så nu blev Jehoshaphat blevet genoprettet i sit liv med Gud.
So comes a test in his life.
Og så kommer der en prøve i hans liv.
What happened that many countries got together and they came against him to war against him.
Flere nationer slog sig sammen og gik i krig imod ham.
It says they told him a great multitude is coming against you.
Og han fik at vide, der kommer en vældig stor skare imod dig.
They were going to battle against Jehoshaphat.
Og de ville kriges med Jehoshaphat.
This time the man was walking in righteousness.
Men denne gang vandrede manden i retfærdighed.
It was not a battle like the battle with Ahab.
Der var ikke nogen kamp som dengang med Ahab.
So we see his response to this news, there's a great multitude coming against you.
Så vi lægger mærke til hans respons, da han får at vide, at der er en stor skare, som er på vej imod ham.
When we go through life,
når vi vandrer gennem livet,
we have all experienced this.
Så har vi alle sammen oplevet sådan nogle ting.
Not a physical army.
Ikke en fysisk her.
But almost like a physical army.
Næsten som en fysisk her.
And this is where the spiritual warfare comes in.
Og det er her den åndelige krigsførelse kommer ind.
A great multitude of spiritual hosts is against us.
En stor skare af åndelig modstand er på vej mod os.
What is our response when that happens?
Hvad er vores respons når sådan noget sker?
What was Jehoshaphat's response?
Hvad var Jehoshaphats respons?
It says he feared.
Der stod, han blev bange.
Fear is a natural thing that comes to us when we are in warfare.
Noget naturligt, der sker, når vi er i krig.
You can ask any soldier.
Du kan spørge en hvilken som helst soldat.
If they are absolutely fearless when they go on the battlefield.
Om de er fuldstændig uden frygt, når de går ud på slagmarken.
No matter how well trained and no matter how much experience.
Uanset hvor meget de er trænet og har erfaring.
The natural fear of death is always there.
Så er den naturlige dødsfrygt der altid.
So he feared, and that's natural.
Så han blev bange, og det er naturligt.
But then it says he set himself to seek the Lord.
Men så stod der, han satte sig for at søge Gud.
He got beyond his fear.
Han gik ud over sin frygt.
And he said, I'm going to look through these clouds and look at my father.
Og han sagde, jeg vil se igennem disse skyer, og jeg vil se på min far hjemme.
Fear is a dark cloud that can come over us in spiritual warfare.
Frygt er sådan en mørk sky, der kan komme over os i åndelig krigsførelse.
But we have to make a decision. I am going to seek God in this fear.
Men vi skal tage en beslutning og sige, jeg vil søge Gud i den frygt.
And then he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
Og så udråbte han en faste for folket.
So he saw the need, seeking God is prayer, and proclaiming a fast is fasting.
Han så behovet, og så søgte han Gud, og så udråbte han den faste.
All these other kings had got together to help each other to come against Jehoshaphat.
De forskellige nabokonger havde slået sig sammen for at råbe.
Jehoshaphat could have easily gone back to the other king who had helped him before. Ahab was dead, but there was another king in Syria.
Jehoshaphat kunne have gået tilbage til Ahabs efterfølger.
And ask, can you come and help me? There's this big multitude come against me.
Og bedt ham om at komme og hjælpe ham, fordi da han blev angrebet.
But he said, I will see. What does God want?
Men han i stedet for spurgte han, hvad ønsker Gud?
Not only that, he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah.
Og ikke bare det, men han udråbte en faste for hele Juda.
How did he get their cooperation?
Hvordan fik han deres samarbejde?
He had already prepared them because he had gone among the people and brought them back to the Lord.
Han havde allerede forberedt dem, fordi han havde fået dem ført tilbage til Gud.
So the people were in tune spiritually with Jehoshaphat.
Så folket, de havde samme hjerte som Jehoshaphat.
And all Judah gathered together. They cooperated with their king.
Og hele Juda kom sammen og samarbejdede med deres konge.
It says from all the cities.
Og der står at fra alle byerne.
They all came to seek the Lord.
Så kom de for at søge Gud.
Because Jehoshaphat had done his groundwork of getting the people in line back spiritually.
Fordi Jehoshaphat havde lagt en grundvold og havde fået folket tilbage til at søge Gud.
And then he begins to pray.
Og så begynder han at bede.
He stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord.
Han stod i Guds hus i Juda og Jerusalem.
Judah means praise.
Juda betyder lovprisning.
Jerusalem means peace.
Jerusalem betyder fred.
He stood in the assembly of praise and peace, and he prayed to God in peace in this difficult situation.
Han stod i denne forsamling med fred og lovprisning, og han bad i fred.
He says, Lord, we have no power against this great multitude.
Han sagde, Gud, vi har ikke nogen kraft og magt i forhold til den store skare.
We don't know what to do.
Vi ved ikke, hvad vi skal gøre.
Our eyes are on you.
Vores øjne er på dig.
When we are in spiritual warfare,
når vi er i åndelig krigsførelse,
the most important thing is to say, God, I cannot do this on my own.
Så er det vigtigste at sige, Gud, jeg kan ikke gøre det her selv.
I cannot do it. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you.
Jeg kan ikke gøre det, jeg ved ikke, hvad jeg skal gøre det, men mine øjne er på dig.
When Peter kept his eyes on Jesus.
Da Peter holdt sit blik festet mod Jesus.
The waves meant nothing. He walked on the water.
Så var det lige meget med bølgerne, han vandrede på.
As soon as he got his eyes off Jesus and he looked at the waves, at the circumstances, he began to sink.
Men lige så snart han fik øjnene væk fra Jesus og så på bølgerne og omstændighederne, så begyndte han at synke.
When he said, Jesus, can I come?
Da han sagde, Jesus, kan jeg gå ud til dig?
Jesus said, come.
Så sagde Jesus, ja, kom.
Jesus meant, come all the way to me.
Ja, kom hele vejen ned til ham.
Jesus had no intention for Peter to drown.
Jesus ønskede ikke, at Peter skulle drukne.
But Peter got his eyes off Jesus.
Men Peter flyttede sine øjne fra Jesus.
And he began to drown.
Og begyndte at drukne.
And that's what happens in spiritual warfare.
Og det er det, som sker i åndelig krigsførelse.
When we get our eyes off the Lord, on our circumstances and on our situation.
Når vi får vores øjne væk fra Gud og flytter dem over på vores omstændigheder.
We begin to drown.
Så begynder vi at synke og drukne.
And God answers Jehoshaphat now.
Sorry.
God answers Jehoshaphat.
Gud svarede Jehoshaphat.
How often do we pray and don't wait for God to give us an answer?
Hvor ofte er det, at vi beder til Gud og glemmer at vente på et svar?
How often our prayer is just a monologue instead of listening and having a dialogue?
Hvor tit er det, at vores bøn er bare en monolog og ikke en dialog, hvor vi hører, hvad Gud siger?
How often do we tell God about our problem and then we go to somebody to solve it?
Hvor tit er det, at vi fortæller Gud om vores problemer, så går hen til nogle mennesker og beder dem om at hjælpe
os? But Jehoshaphat kept his eyes on God until God spoke.
Men Jehoshaphat holdt sine øjne festet på Gud, indtil Gud svarede.
And the Lord said, through one of the people, of course.
Og Gud sagde, ikke jeg mener folket.
Don't be afraid.
Du skal ikke være bange. Lad dig ikke skræmme.
Remember, it says, Jehoshaphat feared.
Men husk, at Jehoshaphat var bange.
So God addressed that fear. He said, don't be afraid, Jehoshaphat.
Så Gud talte til den folk, der sagde, Jehoshaphat, du skal ikke være bange.
Jehoshaphat said, Lord, we have no power.
Josef sagde, men Gud, vi har jo ingen magt.
God says, you don't need any power. The battle is not yours.
Gud sagde, du, I har ikke brug for nogen magt. Det kampen er ikke jeres.
Josef said, we don't know what to do.
Josef sagde, vi ved ikke, hvad vi skal gøre.
God says, you don't need to do anything because I'm going to do something.
Gud sagde, I behøver ikke gøre noget, for jeg gør noget.
You will not even need to fight.
Vi behøver ikke engang at slås.
He says three very important things.
Han sagde tre meget vigtige ting.
Position yourself.
Stil jer i en position.
Stand still.
Stå stille.
And see the salvation of the Lord.
Og se Herren frelse jer.
Do not fear. Again, he endorses. Do not fear. The Lord is with you.
Frygt ikke, for Herren er med jer.
In spiritual warfare.
I åndelig krigsførelse.
Knowing your position in Christ is the first important lesson.
Så den første vigtige ting at vide, det er vores position i Kristus.
Our position is with Jesus seated in heavenly places.
Vores position er, at vi sidder med Jesus i det himmelske.
By faith we are there.
I tro, der er vi allerede der.
We are working it out on earth.
Og vi udfører det her på jorden.
And it is a battle.
Det er en krig, eller en kamp.
We get hurt, we get tired, we get wounded, we can die.
Vi bliver såret, vi bliver det ene og det andet, og vi kan dø.
But if we remember, I'm there with Jesus.
Men at vi husker, hvis vi husker, vi sidder der med Jesus.
And I'm operating from there to here.
Og virker derfra og herned til.
Instead of overwhelmed by what is happening around me.
I stedet for at være overvældet over det, som sker omkring os.
Judah and Jerusalem will be our portion, praise and peace.
Så vil Juda og Jerusalem lovprisning og fred, det vil flyde til os.
The next thing is to stand still.
Det næste vi skal er at stå stille.
When I stand, I'm standing on something.
Når jeg står, så står jeg på noget.
If there's nothing under me, then I'm not standing.
Hvis der ikke er noget under mine fødder, så
I
står jeg
floating.
Ikke. Så flyder jeg altså.
So we stand on God's word.
Så vi står på Guds ord.
What has God said before?
Hvad har Gud tidligere sagt?
What has God done before?
Hvad har Gud tidligere gjort?
That is like our anchor.
Det er vores anker.
And the next thing is we will see the salvation. God will save us out of every situation.
Men det næste det er, at Gud så vil frelse os og redde os ud af enhver situation.
Now he responds to God's voice. Now remember, this is a nice dialogue. He talked to God, God talked to him, now he's responding.
Det er en fin, god dialog. Gud siger noget, og Josefats svar, eller omvendt, Josefats siger noget til Gud, og Gud svarer frem og tilbage.
His response was worship, he bowed down.
Og hans respons var tilbedelse, han bøjede sig ned.
Not only him, all the people with him, they all bowed down.
Og ikke bare ham, men alt folket bøjede sig ned.
They just enjoyed his presence and what he was saying.
De nød Guds nærvær og det, som han sagde.
You know, when you bow down, what you're doing?
Ved I hvad der sker, når I bøjer jer ned?
When you bow down, it's an act of submission to God.
Når vi bøjer os ned, så er det et tegn på underkastelse under Gud.
And when they say bow down, it was not like how we just put our head down like that.
Og det er ikke bare, at vi bare bøjer hovedet.
They fell down in worship. They were flat. Lord, I cannot go lower than this.
Men de faldt helt ned. De kunne ikke komme længere ned.
I am prostrate before you.
Jeg er udstrakt foran dig.
Yours is all the power.
Din er alt magten.
When we go prostrate on the ground, then we are at the feet of Jesus.
Når vi er helt udstrakt på jorden, så er vi ved Jesu fødder.
And that's the best place to be.
Og det er det bedste sted at være i åndelig krigsførelse.
After they bowed down and fell down in worship, what happened? They stood up and praised God with a loud voice.
Hvad skete der efter, at de havde ligget der for Guds ansigt? Så rejste de sig op og priste Gud.
Something happened in their spirit. Bowing down, you do with your body. But what happens when you bow down? Something happens in your spirit and you rise up and praise God with a loud voice.
Hvad sker der efter, at vi har været nede og ligger, så rejser os op? Så sker det det, at så tilbeder vi Gud med høj stemme.
So early in the morning they set out against this great multitude.
Og tidligt næste morgen så startede de imod denne her store skare.
And Jehoshaphat changed his tune.
Og Josefat ændrede ligesom melodien.
He said he was not afraid anymore. He tells his people, Judah and Jerusalem, have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld.
Han sagde til Judah og Jerusalem, have tro til Gud, og han vil bære jer.
Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful.
Tro på hans profeter, og det skal lykkes for jer.
The fear was gone.
Frygten var væk.
Maybe we will succeed. That was gone.
Og det der, måske lykkes vi, det var
rigtigt. You will be upheld. You will be successful.
I vil lykkes. Gud er med jer.
It was a confession of faith before the battle.
Det var en trosbekendelse inden kampen.
Before the battle, he said what he believed.
Han sagde, hvad han troede inden kampen.
And now is the key verse.
Og nu er der et nøglevers.
The key verse which shows our spiritual warfare comes through worship.
Og det vers viser os, at sejren kommer igennem tilbedelse.
He appointed men to sing to the Lord. He took all the worshippers in front.
Han opstillede en masse sanger, som skulle lovprise Herren og stille dem foran.
He said, worship God for who he is.
Og han sagde, tilbede Gud for den han er.
Very often we worship or we think we are worshiping God, but we are only telling him, we are thanking him for what he's doing for us.
Mange gange så tror vi, vi tilbeder Gud, men vi takker ham egentlig bare for det, som han har gjort for os.
Real worship comes when you have real pain. Pain.
Ja. Sand tilbedelse er, når vi oplever virkelig smerte.
When Job lost everything, the Bible says he bowed down and worshipped.
Da Job mistede alt, hvad han ejede og havde, så siger Bibelen, at han bøjede sig ned og tilbad Gud.
So worship is not necessarily singing and dancing and clapping. It is part of it.
Så lovsang er ikke altid, at man synger og danser og klapper. Det kan være en del af det.
But at this point, they were geared up in their spirits. So he selected all the worshippers and he put them ahead of the army.
Så han udvalgte altså disse her sanger, og han satte dem foran her.
And what did they sing about?
Og hvad sang de om?
They gave thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever.
De takkede og priste Gud for hans trofasthed, som varer til evig tid.
His faith caused, told the people to give thanks before the victory.
Hans tro var, at de skulle takke Gud i forvejen, inden sejren.
They focused on the character of God instead of the situation.
De fokuserede på Guds karakter i stedet for på situationen.
And he used a backward strategy. Instead of the soldiers going in front, the worshippers went in front.
Og han brugte en omvendt strategi. I stedet for at soldaterne gik foran, så var det lovsangerne.
Spiritual warfare is we have victory in spiritual warfare when we follow a backward process.
Vi har sejr, når vi følger den her omvendte strategi.
You cannot sing the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever without keeping your mind and your heart focused on God.
Du kan ikke synge eller sige tak Herren for hans trofasthed varer til evig tid.
You cannot sing it and not focus on God.
Du kan ikke synge og sige de her ting eller synge det uden at du fokusere.
So what did Jehoshaphat do?
Så hvad var det Jehoshaphat gjorde?
The people behind the singers.
Sangerne bag.
They were listening to this singing of God.
De lyttede til den her Herrens sang.
And instead of focusing on the great multitude.
Og i stedet for at fokusere på den store skare.
They were focusing on God.
Så fokuserede de på Gud.
So their hearts were not afraid.
Så deres hjerte var ikke bange.
Because they were focusing on the right thing.
For de fokuserede på det rigtige.
And what happened when they began to praise, God began to act.
Og hvad skete der, da de begyndte at lovprise, så begyndte Gud at handle.
When they began to praise, God sent angels against this great multitude.
Da de begyndte at synge, så sendte Gud engle imod den store skare.
The multitude who had come against praise.
Den skare, som var kommet imod lovsang.
And they were all defeated.
Blev alle besejret.
There were three different armies.
Der var tre forskellige hære.
They all began to fight against each other.
Og de begyndte at bekrige hinanden.
And at the end they were all destroyed.
Og til slut så var de alle sammen døde.
No one escaped, it says.
Ingen står der.
And Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness.
Og Judah, han placerede på et sted, hvor han kunne se ud over det hele.
Praise would bring us to a place of standing over our wilderness.
Lovprisning, det fører os til et sted, hvor vi kan se ud over det hele, og det som har været en ørken.
I have stood over many wildernesses in my life just by choosing to praise God when I didn't feel like it.
Jeg har stået over for mange ørkener i mit liv, og hvor jeg valgte at prise Gud og opleve sejr.
It was not only Jehoshaphat's experience, but I believe it's also mine, and I'm sure many others.
Det var ikke bare Josefats oplevelse, det var også min og sikkert mange andres.
Judah stands overlooking the wilderness.
Judah står og har overblik ud over ørkenen.
On the fourth day, by the fourth day, it took them 3 days to gather all the spoils of war.
Det tog dem 3 dage at få ryddet op i hele det kaos, der var blevet.
They didn't just tidy up, but they took money, they took jewelry, they found a lot of wealth. 3 days they were collecting.
I 3 dage så indsamlede de alt hvad der var af værdigenstande.
On the fourth day, they all assembled in the valley of Beraka and they praised the Lord.
Og den fjerde dag, der samles de i Beraka-dalen, og de priste Gud.
Beraka means blessing.
Beraka betyder velsignelse.
But before it was blessing, it was a valley of death.
Men før det blev en velsignelse, var det en dødens dal.
It was supposed to be a valley of death for Jehoshaphat and his people.
De havde tænkt, at det skulle være en dødens dal for Josafat og hans folk.
But praise got them through.
Men lovsang førte dem igennem.
And it became a valley of death for the enemy.
Og i stedet blev det en dødens dal for fjenden.
And that is what spiritual warfare is in worship.
Og det er det, som åndelig krigsførelse, åndelig lovsang er i krigsførelse.
It's a backward strategy.
Det er en baglæns strategi.
It's a strategy
omlæns.
That works all the time.
Og den strategi, den virker altid.
You know, there's a scripture where it says, after the Last Supper, Jesus went out into the darkness and then Gethsemane, and then he was put to death.
Det står i Bibelen, efter nadveringsstiften, så gik Jesus ud i Gethsemane.
There's a little sentence there that says, they sang a hymn and then they went out.
Der står, at de sang en salme, en hymne, og så gik de ud.
The last thing they did was worship before that dark night.
Det sidste de gjorde inden den mørke nat, det var at de tilbad.
So spiritual warfare in worship is the key for us.
Så åndelig krigsførelse i tilbedelse, det er en nøgle for os.
In every wilderness.
I enhver form for ørken.
No matter how strong the enemy is.
Uanset hvor stærk fjenden er.
It's your choice who gives up.
Det er vores hvem der skal give op.
Based on that choice,
og baseret på det valg,
win or lose is decided.
Så er udfaldet, om vi taber eller vi vinder.
The advantage we have is
den fordel vi har.
That the war has been won.
Er at krigen allerede er vundet.
Jesus already won it on the cross.
Fordi Jesus vandt den på korset.
We win our battles.
Vi skal vinde vores krige.
Yeah, because every little battle is maturing us and making us stronger.
For hver af vores små kampe, det modner os og gør os stærkere.
A test that comes into our life is never for us to be defeated.
En test, en prøve, som kommer ind i vores liv, det er ikke for at vi skal blive overvundet.
It's to make us stronger and more confident in the God of the battle.
Det er for at vi skal blive stærkere og mere tillidsfulde over for den Gud, som vinder kampen.